was also my best friend, and I were staying up late into the morning. I did not know why we always did this. It ruined our sleep schedules, but before we would know it, the time would always creep late into the morning. It did not matter. We would still devour food and tune into the TV. We also orchestrated our voice as normal as possible and spoke at that volume. My uncle and aunt must have gotten so used to the regular sound during those hours late into the morning that they did not seem to bother. We would fall into a deep sleep in Mac's room with the AC running, making its normal metal-on-metal sound of tick, tick, tick. Not only was it too hot to sleep comfortably in his room during those scorching summer nights, but Mac could not sleep without sound. I learned to draw that sound out to satisfy my own sleeping needs. Oftentimes, we would try to sleep, but just could not, and would end up talking or sharing our thoughts and perspectives on basically anything in the world. This made the time pass even faster than before. In the mornings, we would wake up still tired and drowsy because we did not get enough sleep. I would usually be eating breakfast alone, even if it isn't the house I lived in, because I woke up before Mac each day. It would also be cereal, which my Aunt Anne made sure that the majority of the pantry was full of. I always would use the same set of bowls, spoons, and usually the same cereal. Enjoying the cereal was refreshing each morning. Mac would join me midway through my meal. The only sound we'd eat every morning would be the clank of the spoon in the bowl. We would enjoy cereal so often that it would not become old, as you would guess, but it would make us crave it even more. Cereal contained most of my childhood menu and what I look forward to eating the most of. The smell of the cereal's odor sometimes happened to be rough smelling. After eating, our hot summer days would be filled with full of activities. These would never be planned, but once we were bored, we would do something new until that activity had gotten old and we were forced to think of something else. Most of the time, it involved a park down the alley from Mac's garage called Clay Street Park. It had a basketball court. The basketball court was where we lived and died during hot summer days. With little sleep and eating nothing but sugary cereal, it would hurt to spend those long hours out there, but it somehow always kept us in shape and fit all year round, no matter how much we ate. We would play football in the big grass lot too. This was also where we worked effortlessly, and winning a game or scoring a touchdown was the most crucial part of each day. Many different people of all sorts would join us in these games. Mac and I always have other friends come, other neighbors that live close, or even Mac's older brother Ben and my older brother Charlie. I think we never played the same activity or sport with the same group of people. It would always be changing. The higher the competition, the better I played, even if it was against older kids, because Mac was 1 year older than me. This helped create a competitive side of me no matter what I am doing. Other summer activities would be done, such as swimming, attending Movies Under the Moon at Overman Park in downtown Cedar Falls, along with Sturgis Falls. We would sometimes go fish at Big Woods Lake across the river from downtown. Of course, our only way to get to these places was to either bike or walk there, but we would never complain. One hot summer day, with the sun beaming high and up in the sky, we did what we usually did. Played a game of football on the grass, shirts for skins. Many neighbors or friends came and joined us, so we had a good long game going. After the game had been going on, it was time to decide a winner. The next touchdown won the game. My team lost as someone caught the ball and ran all the way down the field. Anger overtook me that the game had been lost, but also happiness overflowed upon me once the game had finally ended because of how hot it was that day. Mac and I walked back to his house where I was spending the night before it was even being discussed. We got two Perriers. They were waters with gas like you would see in Europe. We always drank a couple after a long, hot, and steamy afternoon and evening of activity. We spent the time enjoying the cold beverages in Mac's garage. Our temperature probably stayed the same because of how hot the garage was, but we had nowhere else to sit. We walked around Mac's three-story white and green house because his mom, my Aunt Anne, called us. We had to hang our bright yellow beach towel correctly on the deck from when we went swimming earlier that day. We did so. Then she told us to come and look at the sunset. We were all in awe of how bright the sunset was. It was like nothing I had ever seen before in my life. It was not like the sun was disappearing beyond the houses of the neighborhood, but it was lighting up the sky even more than it had in the daytime. The colors of bright red with dark orange made the sky seem like something I had never seen before. It was almost as if I was on a different planet. Mac and I sat there staring without thinking of any words to tell one another. The time did not last as long as the sunset kept disappearing and the darkness of the night was more present. We both broke the silence at the same time, trying to comprehend what we had just seen. We had not seen a sunset like this ever in our lives. We went inside to finish the routine of a full day. It all started with feeding on a dinner that my Aunt Anne had prepared. It was always good for you, and most of the time, tasted excellent too. I showered first because of how sweaty I was, followed by Mac. The steaming hot water always felt relaxing after a long day. When I came out, I decided to check my cell phone. When I did, I was aggravated. I saw at least 15 different posts online of the sunset that we had just seen. I had never thought that the others had seen the sun too, because they too lived in Cedar Falls, having full access to the view by just simply looking outside. What angered me the most was that in my mind, I assumed that these people saw one other person post a picture of this beautiful scene in nature and then decide to go outside for themselves to see, only to post a picture themselves and then go inside. I felt I had earned the right to view this because I had spent all day outside in nature enjoying myself with others. The people may or may not have done this, but it made me mad. They did not spend all day outside sweating under the same sun while playing a game of football as I did, so they did not deserve to see the sun in its best time when it sets. The interference of online social media is affecting everyone. People now spend all day online instead of going outside. The problem I have is that the people who are supposed to be outside are just viewing it from inside on their phones. These thoughts puzzled me as I rested, awake in bed, late into the morning again, while Mac was dozing off right next to me.